Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke here with Sentimental Fool Sean Stone. Just kidding. It was in the lyrics. That's not you. We are here to talk about what Sean's seen, what's upcoming in cultural events in our listening area. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radio Land.
It's 2020.
It is.
Believe it or not. We have to believe it. It's just true. It's
yes.
A fact. All right. You saw Little Women, which I'm going to see but haven't seen yet.
Yes. It's written and directed by Greta Gerwig, and it stars Saoirse Ronan as Jo and Emma Watson as Meg and Florence Pugh as Amy, and it's quite good. I mean, what she does is she restructures the book.
Mm-hmm.
Gerwig structures it as a flashback. It starts at the end, and then you see them younger as flashbacks, and it works surprisingly well. You know, I was kind of surprised that they did it that way, but it works, and it actually adds to the film, and it brings some new things to the table, and the period evocation is quite good. And I thought Florence Pugh, who I've probably seen in something, but I can't remember. I thought she kind of stole the movie.
Okay.
But I liked it.
How's young Chalamet as?
He was good.
Yeah, as Laurie?
I sort of go back and forth on him because in some movies, they clearly just hire him because he's pretty.
Mm, he is quite.
And then, you know, he just sort of stands there. But this time he gets to act and he's quite good.
Great. So The Little Women is in theaters now and I'm excited to see it. I will check that out. What's coming up?
Well, Friday and Saturday night, multiple shows at the Funny Bone Comedy Club at Crossgates Mall in beautiful downtown Gilderland. It's T.J. Miller.
Hmm.
Yeah, who's sort of a interesting guy. He sort of Me Too'd himself out of movies, but he can still do stand-up.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like most of those comics who won't be put in projects that are being filmed are able to tour and do fine at that.
Yes, yeah, yes. There is a path forward, so if Kevin Spacey wants to work up a stand-up act, he might have a shot.
T.J. Miller, I never enjoyed. He's very yelly, too yelly for me.
Yeah.
Screaming, screaming, screaming.
Actually, I sort of liked him as an actor.
Okay.
Like Office Christmas Party or something, but, you know, I'm not his stand-up so much.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon, fun for the whole family. Of course, they're saying they want older children. Younger children might be bored with some of this. It's the New York Cat Film Festival at the GE Theater at Proctor's. That's Schenectady Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can actually go on the website at Proctor's, and it's a list of the films and a description of what they are.
Okay.
So you can decide if your kid is mature enough to see it. You know?
Sure.
And it's not that they're scary. It's like they might get bored.
Yeah. What do you know about them? What kind of thing?
It's all kinds of short films. It's like a half dozen, or it's like 8 to 10 short films.
Okay.
Varying lengths.
The New York Cat Film Festival at GE Theater at Proctor's on Saturday at 1 p.m.
And because New Year's fell flat in the middle of the week, we had some of the celebrations before, and we're having some of the celebrations afterwards. And this weekend at twin historic sites on opposite sides of the Hudson River, there's the 12th night celebration at the Kralo State Historic Site in Rensselaer. That's Saturday at 4. And also Salutations of the Seasons at the Schuyler Mansion Historic Site in Albany, which is also Saturday, starting at 4, goes to 7:30. This is colonial era cooking demonstrations and music and fun. And there's actually, if you go to the State Parks website, you can get a ticket that can get you access to both.
Okay, great. So some New Year's history.
Yeah.
At two sites on Saturday.
Yes, and also Saturday, this is a show that was rescheduled from October, I believe. It's Patty Larkin is going to be at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton. So if you still have your tickets, they're still good, and you can buy new tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The Parkington Sisters will open. Also Saturday night at the Academy of Music in Northampton at 8 o'clock, it's Livingston Taylor with special guest Susan Werner. The Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady Saturday night at 8 o'clock is going to be featuring the Graham Tichy All-Stars performing Abbey Road in its complete form from beginning to end. And this is a bunch of really good, really great Capital Region musicians.
Okay, so playing Owl of Abbey Road at the Van Dyke Lounge.
Exactly. And then the intro music was Scott Sherrard. He's a blues man. He's going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, There's an Alabama indie rock pop band called A Sunday Fire. We're going to be at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen in Albany. That's Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
9 p.m. on Tuesday, A Sunday Fire, and you have just one new movie listed here.
That's because there are so many Christmas movies out that they're sort of hanging over. There's only
that
one
makes sense.
Movie opening. It's The Grudge. Sam Raimi is one of the producers on it. It's one of those things that the explanation of it is too complicated for a low-budget horror movie.
Okay, but it is a low-budget horror movie?
Yeah, they're saying it's not a remake of The Grudge, and it's not a remake of the original Japanese film that The Grudge was based on, but it's another version of that kind of story.
Okay.
Yeah,
The Grudge.
I don't know.
People like horror movies, though. I mean,
they
there's
do.
A whole,
See,
of
that's
course,
the whole
world
point.
For it.
You don't have to overthink it. If you put a horror movie out, there is going to be a solid block of teenagers and genre enthusiasts who are going to go see it.
All righty. Sean's list is posted at WAMC.org/roundtable. Happy New Year again, and thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.